Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier with Michael Trout the changes that are in store in the nightlife around Cairns, not just Cairns, but across the state of Queensland from midnight on Thursday. Now, there was that little article in the Cairns Post yesterday, the JCU Student Association lashing out at the state government over the lockout laws, less than a week before the controversial legislation due to start. Look, there was a fair bit more of that I didn't get to. The quote from the JCU students: in Townsville and Cairns, this will put many hundreds of jobs in hospitality in serious peril, including many JCU students. There was the march also on Parliament House in Brisbane that was quite substantial. It was mentioned by Julian Tomlinson in the editorial in the Cairns Post that, yes, they were passionate about it, they were angry about it, but they'd done it all too late. For whatever reason, they'd decided to make their disapproval, if you like, of this legislation obvious to the state government months and months too late. I've got in the studio now John Lynch. John is the president, Cairns Liquor Safety Association, to talk about the changes that are going to be wrought from midnight tomorrow night. John, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Interesting that Julian Tomlinson pointed out, yes, they've got a very good point, but it's all too late. Why is it that I think a whole lot of people thought that maybe there would be some intervention, that the opposition would be successful in at least scaling back the sort of what are called draconian laws being introduced by the state government? Why wouldn't they have marched earlier, do you think?
I think that they may have just got, thought that things weren't going to move as head as they have. I don't think anyone thought that this drastic measures was really required for the issues at hand. There was probably several or plenty of other things the government could have put forward besides trading hours. Mm. Which is obviously, the last resort, basically, and it's going to cost jobs. It's as simple as that.
Interesting talking earlier on with the former member for Barron Rivers, just returned from Sydney. He said the situation down there, it's a ghost town after midnight. You've got that whole entertainment precinct of King's Cross now given over to basically as a residential area now. It's like a residential suburb. You've got to travel further out of the city to actually find any sort of entertainment after hours. He said, though, and I thought that was interesting, that the Premier Baird is actually calling an inquiry in the month of August to see how it's travelling. The belief, I think, is that it's not what they expected to happen. The implications have been far worse than they expected. Is that what your understanding is?
Absolutely. I think they've underestimated the sledgehammer effect that it's actually had on hospitality in general, not just late-night trading venues, but restaurants, food vendors. They've just decimated whole areas of Sydney that have had to come under these stringent regulations. So I think as part of this review, even some of the police ministers said, well, maybe we didn't get it right. Maybe we came too hard. And as I just mentioned before, there's lots of other things you could possibly do to try and curb this without this sledgehammer approach. And this is where the Labor government right now have just followed suit and have not really looked at the evidence that New South Wales provided in a longer-term approach, as they probably should have, before bringing a statewide legislation in across Queensland. So, the LNP had it right. Let's get some funding behind it. Let's get different safe night precincts set up and let them manage their own problems. As we know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. What happens in Cairns is completely different to what happens in the Valley. And that's what the state government did not listen to time and time again.
This New South Wales inquiry in August, are they considering suspending the legislation and reversing the changes, or are they talking about modifying the legislation?
I believe that they're looking at softening it. So what that entails, I would have to, read the review afterwards. But they've had so many submissions from so many different people about they just haven't got it right. In fact, I think it's probably been mentioned, Melbourne are running a campaign to get people there over the weekend because Sydney has lost its funds. So I think that says a lot about a government's decision to get people to leave their own city and go somewhere else to enjoy themselves and a night out. So the government seems to overstep their mark in terms of social intervention sometimes. I think this is where they've definitely done that.
Melbourne nightlife, it wasn't you know, the stuff of international headlines years ago, but has it picked up? I haven't been down there for quite some time.
Yeah, I think by default out of this, they've certainly picked up some more business there, and they're actually looking at increasing their trading hours, so going for longer, which is an approach that several other major cities, capitals around the world actually follow. So, you know, you can look at those as to see why they're working and how they're working. And as I said, there are other things you could do to try and curb the some of the issues that we had in Australia, you know, by, you know, for instance, removing shots from after a certain amount of time, you know. So that's something that's obviously going to happen the 30th of June, Thursday night, but maybe that could have been done first. Let's test the waters before we start costing jobs.
Now, you're saying 30th of June, and indeed that's tomorrow night at midnight. So can you just paint a bit of a picture of what will be available after midnight in Cairns and what now will not be available?
So no shots, no rapid consumption drinks. They will anything over 5% in terms of ABV, so cannot be served. So
what's an ABV?
ABV is the alcoholic beverage sort of volume. Oh, okay. So for instance, a heavy beer might be 4.5, so that comes underneath it. But basically anything that goes over two standard drinks, so you can't order two nips of so a double of something, or you can't order anything over 5%. So for example, a Smirnoff double black, they're like an RTD, they're 6.5%. Are no longer able to be sold after midnight. Also, obviously, everything will close or cease trading at 3 o'clock. And I can tell you right now, there won't be one trader around town who will go past that point.
Why?
Just due to wage costs.
Oh, really?
If there's no revenue against the wage costs, you know, wages is the second largest expense for obviously hospitality industry, service driven. So they'll be closing their doors at 3, and then we'll see everyone out on the street between that 3 and 3:30, which we're trying to manage to get people home quickly. And obviously, then you've got the casino, which is a different kettle of fish, because the government saw that they obviously could have a free ride there and continue to trade and let people in as they please. So
they'll be chockers.
Well, that's what I would assume is going to happen. We've got to wait and see what happens with market trends. But once word of mouth spreads around, I believe that they're going to get a lot busier from traffic coming their way, because they will know that's the only place you can go thereafter. So it'll take a little bit of time, but those things don't often take a huge amount of time to filter through.
What about a glass of wine, which is around 12 or 13%?
Because it's under one standard drink, as long as it goes under the certain amount of mils, so that would be qualified as being okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a big thing is the two standard drinks getting under that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does fit under there. So
now, in the state government structure, is there already a review planned for sometime in the future?
There is. I'm not sure of the date. There is a review which they have put forward. They've got, obviously, the lockout coming in February, and I believe it's going to be after this. So we've got a fair amount of time between then and the lockout before a review is even going to be looked at. But I guess, you know, the statistics that we'll be looking at is, you know, prior, obviously. Let's hopefully they've collated the data correctly and all the information that we provided to the government previous to this to try and build the case that Cairns doesn't really need this. We're a tourism town. We need all the aces up our sleeve to be a vibrant city, and certainly a nightlife is one of those things.
Yeah. All right, John, I appreciate you coming to the studio today. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
John Lynch there, President of the Cairns Liquor Safety Association. It's 23 past 11.
From Edmonton to Brinsmead.